Fort Wayne sewers are combined to carry both sewage and stormwater runoff. During heavy rains, the water could overflow into the rivers, causing pollution. And that means flooding in homes could be more than just rainwater. A 2008 federal mandate required Fort Wayne and other cities to reduce the number of these overflows. The project was completed 4 years ahead of schedule and was financed through an increase in utility rates. So far, it's cost more than $12 million, but city officials say that's less than was expected. Director of City Utilities Matthew Wirtz says even though rate increases are not ideal, the federal government doesn't provide any money for the mandate.
I think community support has been great. I mean, our council votes have been very supportive. The community has been receptive, not happy about increased rates, but understand that reducing overflows, improving water quality is worth it.
The construction keeps 16 million gallons of overflow out of the St. Joseph River, which is especially important for the city's drinking water. The next stage of the project is building a 5-mile tunnel under the city to prevent overflow into the Maumee and St. Mary's rivers. For WBOI News, I'm Lisa Ryan.